This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug with Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. Yes, the Stefan Horn, Keelan, Kirshner crew. How about that? This is a very interesting way to go through the issues of the day, things that matter. It is big time. It's big time radio at its best. The symbol of Ukrainian resistance, the steel plant that people have been talking about this week, sort of an act, their fierce defense of the steel plant, because as I have explained a couple of times, most people don't know the difference between steel from Ukraine and steel from Pittsburgh or steel from wherever it may be made, but there's something of the ore, the quality of the ore, that makes the steel from Ukraine the hardest in the world. There's a whole, you know, I'm going to go into the whole business about how steel is created, but there's an interesting process. And so this big iron and steel plant has been besieged. The Russians see it. It's in Mariupol. The Russians see it as a symbol of Ukrainian success. So, of course, they want to destroy it, even though they can't duplicate it themselves. They can't do anything. They can't. The Russians really can't do anything right. They are, they're all a bunch of drunks, and they just have, you know, I've said this all over and over again, how if you look at the history of Russia, back as far back as you can go, it's always been run by this sort of person, that easily leads people into a pit. They're, you know, there's just the history, the czars, horrible creatures, the likes of Stalin and Lenin and others who were of that ilk. So, you know, they don't seem to do, and even today, what are they doing right here? They're stirring up the world. And Putin's mind, he must know he can't win this, unless he's completely mad.
I don't think he knows that. I don't think he's gotten that memo.
I mean, think about how our own realities get twisted around what we think, right? And then one day you might have that sad reawakening where you're like, well, maybe that wasn't what I thought. He's thinking that he is the most powerful leader on the planet. He's thinking that he's going to win, that he's the best, and that he'll do anything to get what his goal is, right? We've already seen that. I don't know. I don't know if he thinks he's going to lose. Why would you go in like this if you just think you're going to lose? He doesn't play to lose.
Mm-mm.
But he has, well, he hasn't lost himself, but.
But also think about his reality. You have a lot of generals, this is being reported, a lot of generals going to him, telling him what he wants to hear. And so, you know, we don't even know if he thinks he's losing. He may think that he is just, you know, reshifting, refocusing, like they're trying to create that narrative that they're just shifting to the eastern part of the country, that this was the plan all along. Who knows what he's being told?
So apparently he had a meeting.
Let's be honest, he's really not losing. I mean, as much as I love Ukraine and I wish
winning.
The Ukrainians are trying to say that they lost or that the Russians lost. Well, yeah, maybe in Kyiv they were grossly underprepared and everybody thought that they were going to do better. But if you ask the people who are living in a steel mill and who haven't been above ground since February,
right? Isn't that a thousand of them?
It feels like Russia could be winning in that area. So I mean, I'm not trying to be pro in any way, but like reality speaks.
They found a second mass grave through satellite imaging. I mean, it's awful. It's really, really bad. I totally agree with Jen. This does not look like, oh, Russia's the clear loser here at all.
Well, here is the, this sort of is a strange thing. Try to figure this out. The prosecutor general in Russia, there was a meeting there with Putin and the prosecutor general. And at that time, Putin made a shocking accusation. They apparently arrested some would-be assassins who were planning to kill prominent Russian TV personalities. journalists and the like, and Putin supporters on TV. And this is the translated quote. This morning, organs of the FSB, which is, you know, like the KGB, they're local, they're federal, it's like the FBI, halted the activities of a terrorist group that was planning to attack and murder prominent Russian TV journalists. Said that the plot was orchestrated by the United States and also officials in Europe who are striving to divide Russian society and destroy Russia from within. Said the West's failure to prevail on the information front in the war has prompted it to resort to terror to arrange for the killings of our journalists. We know the names of the sponsors from the West, and we're going to get them. So, there you go. It's the the good, the bad, and the ugly here. Yep, we're going to, counterintelligence agents released a video, the FBI, or over there they call it the FSB, released a video of the arrests as well as the behind-the-scenes footage of agents searching through property was found in the apartment of the would-be assassin. And it was posted on state media. Footage showed an array of items laid out in the apartment, including a photograph of Adolf Hitler. There you go. And Ukrainian passports, a blonde wig, and brand new T-shirts that had swastikas on them. This looks like more of the kind of stuff that he's trying to claim is going on in Ukraine. We're saving it from the Nazis. Right? It's pretty, actually, it's simplistic, sophomoric, but yet kind of scary. If you look at some of the pictures in and of itself, this is, well, I guess they have to, right, they have to wage this war on all fronts, especially if it's not going too well. Anyway, I find the whole thing, I'm not obsessed with it, but I'm bothered by it to the point of us, that is, the rest of the world, letting this guy get away with what he's getting away with, and then the machines that are being created over there to justify what they're doing and have the Russians believe that stuff. I don't want to believe the Russians are that naive, but I guess that anything goes, right? And the... Okay, let's go somewhere else. The COVID pill going to be widely available pretty soon. Pfizer's COVID-19 pill, Paxlovid, right? We've learned how to pronounce that. Paxlovid, is it Paxlovid or Paxlovid?
Yeah. Paxlovid.
Available pretty soon.
It's available now. It's just been in short supply. Yeah. I only know one person who's taken it, but he had really good results with it. And, like, within 24 hours, he started to feel, like, almost back to normal. So, apparently, it is very effective, and he didn't take it until his rapid test at home tested negative for 4 days. And, finally, he just knew he didn't feel well, so he went to the pharmacy, did a PCR test, came back positive, and then they gave him the Paxlovid. So, even at, like, day 4, it still worked. Because, you know, this was the pill that you have to have that window.
5 days.
In the beginning, right. So at like day 4 or 5, by the time he started taking it, it still worked for him, which is great news.
I just think that this ought to be more easily available. Why would you have to have a prescription? Is there some way that you would abuse it?
I don't think you do. The pharmacist gave it to him. He didn't go to a doctor. This is part of Biden's test and treat thing, that initiative that once you test positive at the pharmacy, they can give it to you.
So... it is available in 20,000 locations. Use of oral antivirals went up 103% in the last month. So is this a profitable thing for you? Do you pay for it when you go to... It's not paid for by any government assistance, right? It's just go over there and get it for $20 or whatever it is and go home and take it.
I have no idea.
I think that there is some government piece of it because you know they're not going to give it to you for free. So it's either, and I can't
your
imagine
insurance
they're going to charge.
It.
Yeah, maybe your insurance will cover it.
Yeah.
Okay, another impact of the COVID situation the adaptations for one's home. This would be a good thing for Tom and the crew at Money Pit. The model homes that builders are showing today, meant for working, living, and learning. That is, new homes that are created to work in as well as enjoy free time in. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah, the open plan concept is done.
Right.
Except for the kitchen. The open plan with the kitchen, they said, is sticking around, but a lot of other smaller rooms for, like, home gym or office or student rooms, playrooms, things like that, it's basically designed for two parent, or I think the one builder who contributed to this study said that most millennial parents have one person who works full time remote from home, and then one person who commutes a few days a week, which holds up for my group of friends. Like, that's actually almost exactly how it all goes. I'm permanent work from home, and eventually Lewis will be back in the city a couple days a week. But the way the houses have changed is interesting.
Mm-hmm. So your age group wants more bedrooms, more exercise rooms, more home offices. So you have not a bigger house, but a house that's chopped up more, right? That's what basically...
It is bigger, too.
Yeah, less multitasking for rooms, more kind of designated areas for things.
Right.
Which makes sense, because if you think about, like, in the beginning of COVID, when people had, you know, whether it was kids at home or they had to work from home, everyone, you know, used the dining table or the kitchen table, the, you know, kitchen counter. It was just kind of a mess. And so now people seem to be builders, at least, are realizing that this is what customers want, and they're moving in that direction. But I thought one of the interesting things, because, you know, Doug, you love the Spanish influenza. And
yes.
So,
are you going to say cucumber?
Yeah, from the jump of COVID, Doug was all about the Spanish flu. I did not know, but the powder room was actually born during the flu pandemic of 1918, because it was a way for people to wash their hands when they went into someone else's home without infecting the whole house. And they made tile bathrooms, and they got rid of draperies and carpets and stuff because of germs.
I still have them in my house. Actually, I like the old tile bathrooms. Kind of cool. Well, thank you, Victoria, for bringing us up to date on that. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so it's 23 after the hour. I say okay like you were busy doing something else. I'm sure that a lot of you are busy doing all kinds of things, and hopefully we're not background noise. We're just here to, we're here to fulfill whatever you would like us to do. And here our job is to occupy your mind if we can in all sorts of ways, excite you, intrigue you. So I just was saying to the ladies, I kind of recognize this guy, but I don't remember seeing any of these movies even other than Robin Hood, Men in Tights. His name is pronounced Cary Elwes, right?
Elwes. Cary Elwes.
Elwes?
How do you get
that? Elwes. Elwes.
I've always heard it say Cary Elwes, but okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. Doug doesn't know who he is. So.
I don't know who he is anyway. So he got bitten by a snake.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Liar, Liar, Kiss the Girls. Yeah, in his yard. He was gardening, working in his yard, and he was bit by a rattlesnake. Went to the urgent care, was basically airlifted to the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center, and it was a pretty gnarly bite.
The finger.
Where did it bite him?
On his finger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you see a picture of it, though? It's turned blue. And big swollen. Oh. Yeah.
You can die from that, right?
That's why he was airlifted from urgent care to the UCLA Medical Center. And he had tweeted out, he tweeted the photo of his finger, and he even said that he was grateful for all of the medical assistance. He's recovering well, thanks to everybody who was a part of taking care of him, which also included the LA County Fire Department.
Hmm.
Do they carry, Jen, out in L.A., do they carry, paramedics carry anti-snake stuff, or
probably
is it not that much
areas.
Of an issue?
Yeah. No, it's, especially because we have a lot of canyon areas, a lot of mountainous areas of people living, so I'd imagine that they probably do in certain areas.
Yeah.
But it is a little bit early. It's just been really warm, and so the snakes are probably out a little bit earlier than usual because they hibernate, and,
rattlesnakes creep me. I mean, snakes in general.
You see the picture of his finger. It's pretty gross, actually.
You wouldn't even have to worry about the rattlesnake bite. You'd have to treat me for the heart attack.
Right.
All right. Jim Hartz, who was a stable. Now, this is probably not in the wheelhouse of anybody else here beside me, but he was on the Today Show for a couple of years with Barbara Wawa, has passed away. He liked reporting the news. He didn't like sitting behind a desk, but he took the job because it was good visibility, I guess, as much as anything else. He seemed like a very low-key kind of guy. But what did he die of? I didn't see what he died over.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That was according to what his wife had said when she announced his passing.
Lung problems. Mm-hmm.
That's COPD, right?
Yep. Yeah. Must have been a smoker or something like that, because that's how that starts. Well, Barbara Wawa was on with him. She liked him a lot. And that's saying something, because she didn't like anybody.
Rare.
Yeah. Right, exactly. They worked together for 2 years, and he was on Today Show for 2 years. That included discussing President Richard Nixon's resignation, the Apollo 15 spacecraft, the conclusion of the Vietnam War, American Bicentennial.
A lot of news.
Yeah, that was a lot of stuff going on in 2 years.
Yeah.
Plus some King Tut. We'll throw it back to the 70s, right?
King Tut.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Yeah, just at that time in those years, 50s, 60s, and 70s, there were real newsmen. They weren't pretty boys. They didn't go to glamour school. They just were news guys that managed to sit behind a desk and tell you what was going on. What a con.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Censorship at Twitter has been a complaint of conservatives for years, saying they don't get a fair shake at Twitter. Banned Twitter user and Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy on Fox News says he's glad Elon Musk will take control of Twitter after a $44 billion offer was accepted by the board of directors.
The major thing, whenever you look, why is one side all complaining and the other side isn't? That, to me, tells everything. Give people a level playing field. That's all anybody wants, the ability to speak back and debate points.
Twitter founder Jack Dorsey in a tweet says, Musk taking over is the right path. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed on Monday to ramp up his development of nuclear arms. At a military parade in Pyongyang, he showcased his intercontinental ballistic missile. Experts say puts the entire U.S. mainland in range. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Texas National Guard should not be patrolling the U.S.-Mexico border, but because of the actions by the Biden administration and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the border has become very unsecure. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on Newsmax shortly after a National Guardsman body was found.
So, and that's the problem that we're looking at right now. Because Border Patrol's resources are completely being taken out of the field to do administrative duties such as processing, transport, hospital watch, detention security, we have to have other resources because we just don't have anybody out here. And that's why Texas Governor Greg Abbott has sent out the National Guard to help fill in the gaps that are left by the Border Patrol because we're simply overwhelmed by the sheer number of people that are crossing the border illegally. And when that happens, that's when you get the large number of drugs that are coming across. You can talk with any sheriff's department, any local law enforcement, DPS, anywhere, and they will tell you that the amount of drugs that are on the street corresponds with the number of illegal immigrants and the rise in that.
National Guardsman Bishop Evans, whose body was found Monday after he drowned late last week trying to rescue two migrants from the Rio Grande River. Kane Tanaka, a Japanese woman believed to have been the world's oldest person, has died at the age of 119. Tanaka died April 19th in Fukuoka City. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Into the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show. This is a blend of information and conversation about family farming, about the people that we serve with the food, the families, and the food itself. And so I'm taken by Darren Babcock's story at Bonton Farms in Texas, but I'm also taken back by the statistics that we've seen maybe more of. I was involved, Mr. Babcock, in a national broadcast last week for Feeding America. We raised $500,000 to fix the problem or to deal with the problem that you're talking about, the very problem that there are millions of youngsters and adults now going to bed hungry, don't have any food source at all. And so how we can continue to justify politically or otherwise, the things that we were just talking about, oh, we want to serve this community, that community, we want to be safe. Yeah, that's nonsense. Why can't we take the food that comes out of a restaurant, whether it's yours or somebody else's, or excess food that the farmer can't sell, and give it? Instead, there are rules that just make no sense whatsoever. None. And I think the more we underline that for people to understand what really is going on, the complete waste of food, millions of tons every day, week, month, year. It's criminal when there are these many people who don't have anything to eat. Thank you. I don't want to get off on a tangent too much there, but I think what you did was great, and I would like to see that done elsewhere, frankly.
Yes, sir.
So, I want to talk more about who you are. I see the farm's manager is Danny George, who comes from Bonton. How'd you find him? How does that work?
Well, Danny's another one of the guys. You know, we specialize. I love to help come alongside people that the rest of the world has given up on. And Danny was one of those guys that had kind of found himself a victim of the streets, didn't find opportunity in the world for him, and so had taken to the streets. And he had gotten a job at a metal fabrication company and was just clinging to it with a kung fu grip. He had no idea how to do it or how to survive in that environment, but he was committed to not going back to the streets and living that life. And as I got to know him, I felt like that we could really help him by bringing him in close and being able to do some mentorship and stuff that would allow him to learn how to live a different life than he'd lived before. And so we made him an offer to come to the farm and work in it. And, you know, for some of us, that when you experience what it's like to put a seed in soil and to nurture that, and to see
fabulous, isn't
food
it?
Come from that, it's something that stirs your soul and you can't
it
shake
is.
It.
Yeah, and it's one of the things about, you know, about life that is, it continues. I grew up, I'm a farm kid, I've been around cows all my life, and to see a calf plop out of her mother at the end of 9 months and 9 days, it still befuddles me what has happened. It's like the same with birth of a human being, I guess, but then to put a radish seed in the ground and visualize it in 2 weeks or 2 months, what's going to come out of it, and thinking it's soil combining with other things. How does this happen? And a lot of kids today, a lot of adults don't know where the food comes from. They think it comes from the store. No clue as to what happens. And so you're doing a great service there, too. People, I mean, it's really kind of sad that we've gotten this far away from our food source, isn't it? Don't you think that's kind of sad?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things, is sometimes going backwards is actually the answer. And, you know, I think if we return to our roots and people started doing more local farms and small farming efforts to support and supplement the large farms to feed the masses.
But the government is against us. The government favors, I mean, you don't have to go very far to look at these buyouts, the things that are going on, and farmers with too much milk, they're dumping it. And what are they doing with that? There's now a move to take that milk and do other things with it. But why did it get to this point? Why do we have these huge farms that are producing crap and people don't know where the food, you know, I think, although this particular situation we're in now, I've seen a real sort of left-hand 90-degree turn here in people's attitude toward fresh food, local food, places like yours, places like mine. I have ice cream and that sort of thing that's locally produced, the farmer up the street that has produce. I think there's a real change coming. It's too bad it's taken this. I would see places like yours growing by leaps and bounds in the next year or two. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, make a political comment. I think you're right about the fact that one of the roles of government should be to regulate the size of businesses so that there's healthy competition and things don't get out of skew, and probably not so much to say that we can't take food, you know, entire casserole dishes of food from restaurants that somebody didn't show up or a party didn't make it, or sometimes like me, their eyes just got too big for their stomach, and there's all this great food, and it's thrown away because of small little regulations of intervening in things that where they really have no business. But to your latter point, I agree. All of the small farmers that we're talking about now are really inundated with business. People are searching for local food options and healthy food options, and you know, we don't know where all of our beef comes from, and we don't know where all of our vegetables come from. And I think that the concern of not knowing where things come from and how it's handled, especially through pandemics like what we're experiencing now, will draw people closer to the roots of knowing the source of where their food comes from.
The reality is that we have many problems in our country brought about by our dependence on China. They're getting involved in our food supply, stealing food basically from us to take care of their own. The fact that we are now coming to, this all is coming home to roost, if you'll pardon the pun, the extraordinary play that they have on food and the way the government has favored, as you've suggested, these big businesses. George Bush, speaking of Texas, created the mess in milk because he allowed, when the Souza family, Souza, whatever their name is, the Dean Foods down there, collected $4 million for his campaign for president. 6 months later, all the rules and restrictions on common ownership of fluid milk supplies was relaxed, and this company bought all pretty much like 70-80% of the fluid supply. Now they've gone bankrupt, and now we're trying to figure out, you know, it's just the farmers that are going out of business because there's no market for their milk because these people have screwed it up. And it's just, oh, man. All right, don't get me started on that. We got a few more minutes here. Hold on. We'll get back to you and what you're doing. Congratulations, by the way. This is very cool. I want to know more about the farm, its employees, that sort of thing, in a matter of moments here. First, though, I want you to think about your health and your well-being. Good food, that's what we're talking about here. A lot of people don't eat the good food that's being produced, although more and more people are thinking about it. But where we are with the virus and who's dying because of it is a complete connection. You can draw a straight line between the dots of people who eat bad food, get overweight, and then get sick and suffer because they get the coronavirus. They don't have an immune system that will fight the infection. So along comes Calitrin. They're here for you to help you lose that weight so you can return to your healthy roots. Health matters in this circumstance. So please consider this idea. Maybe Mother's Day is a good time for you to get your mom thinking about her health and well-being. You want her to be around. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. Calitrin is the only natural way to lose weight and keep it off. 6 month supply, you buy three and you get three free. Use the discount code DJV. Don't have to pay for shipping either. This is the only all-natural way in the world to lose weight with an 86% success rate. What else do you need to know? You go to toploss.com. You order the product, get on, very easy to follow the instructions and to lose the weight and keep it off. Use discount code DJV, please, for savings at toploss.com.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. The Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Back in our final segment with Darren Babcock, who's the founder of Bonton Farms in Texas. What a great mission. What a great message. I love when I read, investing in the soil yields healthy plants, investing in the soil yields healthy people. So how many people do you have working on the farm, and how many customers do you think you serve now? Do you have any handle? I know you know how many farmers, how many people you have working on the farm. Give us a sort of a profile. Now you've got 40-some-odd acres that you're growing food in, and you got a good climate in Dallas. So, you know, what does it lead to?
Well, we have between 30 and 35 employees, and we have about 40 paid interns, which interns are people that come to us with problems or situations that they're not employable yet. So they may be just released from being incarcerated, don't have a driver's license or ID, don't have a place to live, don't really have a skill set of any real work that they've done in the recent future, and they need a bridge to bridge them from that to a new life. And so those are the kind of people that I think the rest of the world's given up on, that we create opportunities for to come and join us on the farm. One of the things that we know very clearly is a farm is a place of healing. It's cathartic. Whether it's taking care of animals or, as you mentioned earlier, watching a seed sprout from freshly planted, restored soil, it's a healing process to do. And so we see not only people learning to work and build their life, but the farm itself helps restore what you know, the circumstances and things they've been through have taken away from them. And last year we had about 18,000 people come down. Food is also a connector. It brings people together, whether you're black or white or rich or poor or American or otherwise. We had people from over 40 different countries visit our farm last year, and it seems to be that people are really interested in kind of getting back to the roots and knowing where their food comes from.
I would send people to your farm for inspiration to the website, bontonfarms.org. One of the things, I just kind of was thinking back to the commercial I just did for the weight loss product, and then looking and saying, you know, a lot of people that are getting sick because of the virus are overweight. That's what you're finding in that community there. The black community has high risk for cancer and heart disease and that sort of thing. So you're not only helping them to live long, but you're teaching them why eating better is better for them, right? That's what it looks like to me. That's what I see.
Incidence of cancer, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, and childhood obesity is double than what's normal for the county we're in our neighborhood. And a lot of times, it's not even education as much as it is. I've never had the kind of food, access to the kind of food that would give me control of my health. And so we're doing a two-pronged approach. One, we're making that food available, and we are working to educate people that they have the power over to determine how they're, whether they're healthy or not by what they eat.
Well, congratulations to you. What a great story. I'm trying to do some of those things on my farm. If you go to the website for it, eastleyfarm.com, but I'm not doing it in the same way that you are, nor as large as you are, but maybe someday that'll be a possibility, because we all need to do this. We have an asset.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries,
What do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Top 53 after the hour. It's DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to bring us some positive connections to this drug-filled world. I cannot believe watching television shows during what they call prime time, the proliferation, it just gets worse. Used to be, in every spot set, there was one drug. Now there's two. Look at all of this stuff and where the money comes from and how, you know, it just is, it's distracting. And whenever I see it, I just click, Jack, click the channel onto something else. But it's really hard to avoid these things now. And, you know, one wonders.
Well, it's impossible to avoid these things because how many of the drugs that you see advertised on television, you sit there and say, oh my gosh, that's the one for me. I need that.
Yeah.
Almost
right.
None of them. Almost yeah. None of them.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if you've been a signed up member of the club for a number of years and you had a particular diabetic drug or a particular blood pressure drug or whatever else, maybe something like that might be attractive to you. But that's not the reason there's a plethora of these drugs showing up on television constantly. The idea behind it, and it's the whole Vance Packard hidden persuader idea, is that you always look outside yourself for the answer. You always, if there's a problem in physiology or pain or stomach upset or headache or whatever else, your first thought isn't, why am I feeling this symptom? But, oh my goodness, there must be a drug out there for me somewhere. I'm
right.
Going to go get
drugs.
A drug. Rather
okay.
than.
So here's, just to bolster that, last year, pharma revenue, ready for this? Mm-hmm. Worldwide sales of pharmacological oncological drugs, $326 billion. Immunosuppressants last year, $77 billion. Antidiabetics, $68 billion. Vaccines, $88 billion. Let's see here. Antivirals, $43 billion. Dermatologicals, $36 billion.
Is this just in the United States?
No, it's worldwide.
Okay.
But still, $1,049,900,000,000.
Yeah. Yeah, the marketing.
I can't even imagine that there's this kind of money there.
There are people out there listening to this program who are alive because of a particular life-saving drug that they're on.
Yes.
There's no issue about that.
Correct. Yep.
But when I have patients, I start with a new patient who shows up with a bag of 12 different prescribed medications, and they want to know if I can help them. I say, listen, if I told you to throw those things away, I could go to jail for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you this. If you were my wife, you were my daughter, you were my sister, I would tell you stuff to throw that stuff away. But since you're not related to me, I can't tell you to do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And but I just did.
But I, yeah, but, you know, indirectly, tongue-in-cheek mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Because yeah.
I tell them, I say, and when they go through the drugs, I say, listen, the two first drugs you just told me are contraindicated in the presence of the other drug. Who gave you this stuff? Mm-hmm. And usually it's two or three or four different physicians. Some of them are very conscious about, well, they'll tell me what you're taking. But sometimes they don't. I ask him, did he ask you what drugs you're already taking? Yes, and I told him this, and but he still prescribed it, yeah. I said, well, I think this might be part of your problem. Now, I've got another doctor I want you to go talk to and have all these drugs reviewed by them.
And then, did they ever come back?
Then they start, oh, yes, oh, yeah. Then they come back and they say, nobody ever told me that before. I'm starting to feel better. Yeah, these things are poisonous. Now, I realize they achieve a certain biochemical reaction in the body to help alleviate a particular symptom that you're having so that you can feel better. But understand these things are poisonous. Mother Nature did not make this stuff. And when you put it into your body, there's going to be side effects. There's going to be some negative aspects taking place in your body's chemistry. So you have to make that choice. You know, if you're not going to do a dietary change, if you're not going to do some kind of an environmental change, exercise, whatever else, then you're probably going to be stuck on that drug. And you're going to just have to accept the fact this is one of the side effects. You're going to be coughing 50 times every minute. Or you're going to have insomnia. Or you're going to have some urinary problems as a result of the side effects of this drug. So you have a choice to make.
Well,
you can change your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm offering to you so that you can cure yourself the underlying reason for this drug. Or you can just stay on the road you're on.
That happens to me or did when I took for a short while statins was having cramps. I'm not taking the statins anymore and I'm still having a lot of cramps.
Yeah, that's one of the big side effects of statins.
Yeah, but I'm still having a lot of cramps. Last night I had to walk around a parking lot 15 minutes to get rid of a cramp. And I don't know where they're coming from, frankly. That's why I had the magnesium lactate from Standard Process supposed to mollify that, but it doesn't seem to be working. So I need a consultation, Dr. Jack.
Yes, you do. Because
59 past the hour.
All right.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.